2000.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Take it easy, folks. It's snow picnic out there. I snow what you mean.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent.
Never have a cent.
I'll be rich.
Oh, that's right. We're here. We're at work. Hell yeah.
Gold dust at my feet.
We made it.
All that's what we signed on for.
That's right, Dan.
Yes.
You know, when these paramedics and soldiers and cops, they do something, people go, wow, man, way to go. They go, it's my job. It's the way we feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's our job to be here. We're not getting paid to be stuck in the snow.
Nope.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon and to the TV stations, all of you. Enough is not the word I want to use. More than enough, overkill on the weather reporting. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
No, it was beyond ridiculous. So to 2, 4, and 5, and why, whatever the consultants told you to do, or if you were doing it because another station was doing it, it was absurd. Endless weather coverage saying the same thing over and over and over.
And they all start earlier and earlier when it's something like this. We'll be on the air tomorrow morning at 3:30.
And not only are we not impressed that you have team coverage or that you're in storm mode, it's irritating. And you ticked us off because CBS Sunday Morning is my favorite show. And you decide to do nonstop weather. And how many times can you say it's going to be bitter cold, record-breaking cold, the wind chill is going to be this, and the snow is going to be blowing and drifting? How many times can you say that? Because that's really all you said.
It's going to be dangerous. Don't go out.
I can do everything you did for hours in 1 minute. And then come back the next hour, and maybe for people who didn't hear it, say it again. Holy cow, was that irritating.
Yesterday, I was watching, and they said, do not go out. It's bitter cold. It's dangerous. If you're out and exposed skin, we'll do this, and you'll get frostbite and everything. Let's go live now to Art Hill. And someone is standing live at Art Hill. And
yeah, they're sending all their people outside.
And their skin's exposed. Their face is exposed.
But they're talking to all the people that are sledding down Art Hill.
Yeah, they're sending a mixed message. What are you out there for? And
when did the closings become more than just schools?
No, I don't know.
I mean, it's like Ann Judy's Zumba class will be closed tomorrow. I mean, it's everything. It's
That's right. Dance school, dance academy.
What?
Oh,
I mean, with the internet nowadays, is that really necessary?
This is going to make me sound like a real SOB, but here's the deal. I do understand there are some people who have extenuating circumstances or because of this cold. Some. A few. But here's the other thing I understand. Lots of people are either lazy or they hate their jobs anyway. So this is the perfect excuse to call and say you can't get to work. I'm here. Peon's here. Dan's here. Lots of people, lots of places are there. I guarantee you the boss is there at a lot of businesses. And for all the people who hate the boss and wonder, well, how come he makes so much money? You're at home and he's at work. The store owner got up, cleared a pathway, opened the store, turned turned everything on because his livelihood depends on it. That's the difference between people who are successful and people who aren't sometimes. If you worked for me today and you told me you couldn't get in, I would probably fire you. Unless I could somehow have you prove to me that you can't get in. I live in the woods. In the woods. And my driveway is so steep going up to get out that you can't do it with a front-wheel drive car. I have never in my life, never, called in and said, I can't get in. I can't make it in. And here's why I've never had to do that. Half of my radio career was spent in the morning. I get up at 4:30, and nobody else had been, there are no tracks. I'm the first tires to hit the snow. But I always had a 4x4 vehicle, even if it was an old used one just for that, because I knew that I needed to be at work. So I didn't have an excuse, because I knew I could climb out and get through. Now, if it were dangerous, I mean solid ice, black ice, I get that. It's not. Well, I just came in. You came in, Pion. The streets couldn't. They're fine. I mean, most of the streets are dry. And by the way, that these road people, and I've heard a couple people who went on and said, what's the deal with these MoDOT? Yeah, here's my take on it. Hats off to you. I think you did a fantastic job. The SALT people, the city, county crew, MoDOT, all of them.
Well, I think they were fighting it because the snow was coming down so hard, and then they would plow, and it's covered up again. And then people just complain about it, so they have to have something to complain about.
I just, there are those people, and you know who they are at work. Everywhere I've worked, we could literally make the call. Well, you know who won't be in tomorrow? You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
If it rains too much, or if it's too hot, or my kid's sick, or I get that stuff happens, but some people, they just, Any excuse to not come to work. I don't know. For some reason, I was lucky, and I got that gene that just said, if you have a job, go to work, unless you absolutely cannot make it. I have never called in sick, and I've never been late for weather. Part of that is that I guess I've got a good immune system. I have come in sick, maybe not a good idea. Maybe give something to other people, but I just always felt guilty if I called in, especially if somebody else did make it in. Then I feel, some people don't have that. It's kind of like there are people who are missing certain emotions or certain feelings. I watched this NBC thing last night on Dateline about these poor kids that are bullied so severely that they're borderline suicide cases, and it's because of their looks. And there's a group of doctors that performs plastic surgery pro bono for these kids that can't afford it because their looks cause kids to make fun of them. And they examine the cases, and then they decide who's a candidate and who's not a candidate. And sometimes a kid just has a, like one kid didn't have much of a chin. Well, they're not gonna take him on. But there was another kid there. Just a gigantic nose. You literally could call it deformed. And kids were just brutal to these kids. What is that that causes some kids to pick on and make fun of other kids? I can sit here and tell you on a stack of Bibles, under oath, polygraph, not only did I never do it, I never wanted to do it. I still remember the name of a kid in grade school. Jimmy Foster was his name. He was a fat kid. And I remember people making fun of him and making him cry. And I didn't sit there going, yeah, I want in on this. I remember thinking how horrible he must feel, how bad I felt for him. And then sometimes when you go, hey, you guys, knock it off, then they turn to beat you up.
Yeah, what are you? All of a sudden, what are you, the boss? You in charge?
So I don't get that either. I don't get what it is in a kid. And I have one of my own kids who did that, by the way. So we're not, you know, completely guilt-free here. One of my sons made fun of a kid at school. And, buddy, I took care of that in short order, and it never happened again. And it can be done. There is a way to handle it and a way to humiliate your own kid far beyond the humiliation he inflicted on another kid so that they will never do it again. That's exactly what I did. I put my son in the most embarrassing position you can imagine in front of that kid and his mother, and he never did it again. It's actually a really good story. And I didn't get it from some handbook on parenting. It's just common sense. So that's all. I don't really know that I understand. I understand hating where you work. I do get that. And I think if you hate it, I can sort of see, well, here's a good way to not have to go into that stinking place today. It just isn't fair to the other people. Do we have any Burke segment? I will tell you, there is before we get the Burke segment, there's an article in Rolling Stone magazine, and this is not a joke, about a guy with diphalia. Diphalia is a condition in which a guy is born with two penises. And there's an article in Rolling Stone. They interview this guy. He asked to be unidentified, but I looked up. It's legit. It's the real deal. In fact, this diphalia, it says it's when a mammal has two penises, and it's a recognized medical condition. It occurs in humans once in every 5.5 million births.
Whoa.
So that's 5.5 million male children that are born, and they say that they have, at least that have been reported and are documented, 100 men in the world with two penises, diphalia. But they believe there are probably 600 or 700 men on the earth that have it. They just have never, they're probably embarrassed, they've never, you know, gone and let somebody document the case, and it's not in a file somewhere. After the 3:30 break, which is coming up, we will talk to a guy who has, and this is the only case, at least that I know of, triphalia, three penises.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. Wow.
And again, this diphalia thing, this is not a joke. You could get the Rolling Stone yourself, or just Google D-I-P-H-A-L-L-I-A. You can Google it, and it'll come up. It'll tell you it's a legitimate medical condition. So, do we have any Burke segment?
I do.
All right. I'd like to introduce Dan Strauss, who made it in today. Way to go, Dan.
Good job. Thank you.
Real work ethic.
Thank you so much.
What do you have, Dan?
I was at my girlfriend's, and her son came over yesterday because he
now, has your wife ever come over when you've been at your girlfriend?
No.
That's good.
That's probably a good thing.
That's usually good.
Yeah. And speaking of her soon to be ex, her pipes froze at the house.
Oh, I think a lot of people's pipes probably.
Yeah. But she got them thawed out and everything, and running water now and everything. So that's good. But my girlfriend's son came over yesterday, and he had to take his girlfriend to work. They work with mentally handicapped people, and it's a home, and they have to stay in the home with these people. And so she had to work yesterday. Well, then he got stuck to try and go get her. Well, it turns out that the person that was supposed to relieve her couldn't make it in, so she ended up having to stay till this morning. So this morning, we get up, and I'm out helping, like, dig this car out, because, you know, when the plow comes by and just piles that stuff up by the driveway.
Hang on a minute. There are two women in the house, and you're digging snow. You know that it's men are at risk
that have heart attacks. I know. I tried to tell them that. I don't know.
I almost got a picture to put on the Facebook page of my wife yesterday trying to shovel snow.
Really?
Just to show how I run my house. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm serious. Go ahead.
So we're digging. I'm digging where the plow piled stuff up when it comes by the driveway, so he could get out. And he starts the car, and all of a sudden we hear this pop. And I said, what the heck was that? He gets out of the car and he says, I don't know. We look at the back windshield. The back window had shattered. As soon as he turned the defroster on,
The electric defroster?
No, the defroster that's in the...
Oh, the front window.
Yeah, no, the back.
Well, that's electric. Those are wires in the glass.
Yeah.
just said the electric, and I said no.
Oh, okay.
No.
I didn't... Well, yeah. It just shattered, which was really strange. But the people that are going to do the glass said that there could have been a little chip or some little crack or anything in there.
Yeah.
But the glass was so brittle when I went up and touched any, it just like disintegrated. It was really, really weird. So we tried to get that fixed and couldn't get that fixed. But it was, I thought that was just odd that.
No, I think what's odd of the whole story is that you're shoveling snow. How old are you?
55.
Oh, man.
It's heart attack age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is not good.
And two healthy women, and he's out shoveling snow. Wow. Well, don't expect us to come visit you in the cardiac ward, because I'll just go, well, he asked for it.
No.
Can't feel sorry for you.
And went to the pageant Saturday night, to see the brothers. And it's Danny Liston, who used to, who's with Mama's Pride, and he and a group of musicians got together, and they call themselves the Brothers, Allman Brothers Tribute Band. They were absolutely incredible.
So what night was this?
Saturday night.
Yeah. Better than Sunday night.
Yeah.
You don't hang out last night.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Pian, you have anything?
I do not.
All right. Dan Strauss, putting himself in harm's way.
Ugh.
Mm.
For the women, and I guess that in some ways.
Yeah.
There's a round of applause. We can shut the Burke segment down. Burke segment is officially closed. We'll take our first break. When we come back, we will talk to the man with triphilia, three penises, 100 known cases of diphilia, two penises. Should be very, very interesting. I have some, I hope they're not too blatant questions for him. Before that, let me thank everybody who listens religiously and regularly every Saturday morning to the yard sale, the Big 550 KTRS First Community Credit Union yard sale. If you've never heard it on Saturday morning, I think you may be missing one of the most entertaining and useful practical radio shows on the air. Entertaining because it's fun to listen to what people are selling. Sometimes it's really hysterical, and sometimes you go, I'm looking for one of those, and you find it. You connect, they get rid of it, you get it, it's a good deal, everybody wins. We win because we were lucky enough to partner with First Community Credit Union years ago, and that is, without question, not only the exclusive sponsor for the yard sale, but the longest-running exclusive sponsor for the yard sale. They're more than that, though. It's a great place to bank. I bank there, do all my banking there. Made the mistake. This could be a mistake. I took my wife in there with me Saturday morning.
Mm-mm.
She'd never been to the safe deposit box.
Oh.
And it's a handprint deal and a code. And I've now put her on the thing and allowed her. This could be the mistake of my life.
Oh, boy.
I may go in there one time and that box is cleaned out and empty because I've given her access to
Remember that scene?
Like Casino.
Yeah, on Casino. I was going to say that.
Oh, was that
Sharon Stone?
Sharon Stone went in
and took all the jewelry and cash.
And he says, the bank president was calling him and said, she's here and she's taking everything. He goes, well, you got to stop her. He goes, I can't. She's on it. She's there.
Once you're on the list, this could be a huge mistake. Yeah. Or it could work out because she could go in there, clean it out, and leave. Just, you know, like, just
there's an option.
So maybe
it
not
must
all
be worth it.
Yeah, not all bad. First Community Credit Union, yes, you can get a safe deposit box. You can get checks, and you can save money and borrow money. And speaking of borrowing money, they're famous for their car loan rates. If you have a car loan, and you probably do, if you will move it from wherever else you have it to First Community Credit Union, they'll give you $100. They'll just give you $100 to say thank you, and now you have your car loan with a place which probably has a better rate than you have now. So in addition to the $100, you're going to save some money. It is a great place to bank. They are the nicest people because when they wait on you, they're waiting on the boss. We, the members, own First Community Credit Union. That's right. First Community Credit Union, if you want to know more, here's their website, firstcommunity.com. Don't go away. Coming up, a conversation with the only known case, a man who has the only known case of triphilia, three penises, on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. It'll be an interesting afternoon of traffic. Let's see how things look right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, Dan, we've got an accident on southbound 55 ramp to 141. A disabled vehicle on southbound 55 after Merrimack Bottom Road. They've cleared the accident on eastbound 40 before McKnight. Eastbound 70, another stall at O'Fallon Park. And looks like they've cleared the accident southbound 55 at Butler Hill. That's a look at traffic from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael White, a general dentist at Webster Dental Care. Over the years, we've talked about anxiety-free dentistry, stabilizing your lower denture, and affordable dental care. We now have same-day crown service, and we keep up to date with the latest dental technologies, including brand-new, state-of-the-art digital x-ray system. But what I really want to talk to you about today is what I call common-sense dentistry, which means the biggest trend in dental care over the last 10 years has been raising fees. If you recently have been to a dental consultation and somebody is quoting you multiple thousands of dollars just to fix one or two teeth, please come by our office for a second opinion. Give us a chance. We haven't raised our fees in over 5 years. We know what's going on in the economy today, but more importantly, we know what's going to happen in the economy very soon. Our office will stay common sense, but yet we will not sacrifice on quality or service. Please call Webster Dental Care at 96-TEETH. That's 968-3384. Call us today. Give us a chance. I promise you won't regret it.
Hi, I'm Tom Strive, founder of Strive Electric and Strive Media Systems. Our mission here at the Strive Companies is to create opportunities through developing lasting relationships. We do this by treating our customers with the utmost consideration while providing them with competitive pricing, attention to detail, and superior quality. No matter the size of the job, our customers will have peace of mind knowing their project is in good hands. From home inspections to ensure your home is safely up to code to upgrading your main electrical service, changing a fixture to adding lighting around the home, Strive Electric has the answer for all your home electrical needs. From simply hanging a TV on the wall to designing a full home automated system, security cameras around the home, or a simply monitored system, Strive Media Systems is who you want to call. So next time you have questions about any of the electrical systems in your home, join the Tribe and go with Strive. Give us a call today at 314-487-7474 or visit us on the web at striveelectric.com. That's S-T-R-E-I-B electric.com.
I'm Car Gal from Meyer Honda, the Metro East's only Honda dealer. Let's go to the phones and talk to Kathy in Belleville. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Car Gal.
What can we do for you?
Well, my husband Ray and I are expecting soon.
Congratulations. That's great.
Yeah, this will be our third, and with all the car seats and everything, we need to trade up for a roomier vehicle, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean, and I'm going to recommend two Hondas for you and Ray to check out at Meyer Honda.
Okay.
The new Honda Odyssey that seats eight, an excellent family vehicle, and the new Honda Pilot that also seats eight, but a little sportier. Both the Odyssey and the Pilot have tons of room for your growing family, and Meyer Honda has a wonderful selection.
Thanks. We'll head for Meyer Honda as soon as I can make another trip to the bathroom.
You go, girl.
Yeah, you too.
No, I mean go, girl. Go. You meet the nicest people in a Meyer Honda.
Meyer Honda has a model that's perfect for your needs and lifestyle. Stop by today for a test drive. Your Gateway Honda dealer, Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
Welcome to the St. Louis RV Show, January 9th through 12th at Interstate 70 and Bryan Road in O'Fallon, Missouri. Come check out all the name brands.
Newmar, Thor, Forest River, and many more.
New and pre-owned RVs and trailers on sale now with special financing during the show.
St. Louis RV welcomes all trades, RV or auto.
We also service all makes and models.
Free flat screen TVs with all purchases.
St. Louis RV Show, Bryan and 70 in O'Fallon, Missouri. Free admission, 314-7000. 743-3939.
In 1942, Eleanor flipped her wig about Geico saving her moolah on her motor insurance.
Hey man, in 1969, Ace saved enough dough with Geico to go to Woodstock. His only memory? The savings.
In 1984, Stephanie, like, saved, like, majorly on her car insurance with GEICO. It was, like, so totally righteous.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with GEICO.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
So this is the perfect song to play. We're playing all hot songs. Disco Inferno, Hot Town Summer. They try to warm you up, melt a little snow. There's an article in the current Rolling Stone magazine about a guy who they won't name who has diphilia. Diphilia is an actual medical condition when a man is born with two penises. There are 100 known cases. They estimate 600 or 700 in the world. It's one in every 5.5 million males that are born have diphilia, two penises. I have on the phone a guy who does not mind, he says, if we mention his name, the only known man to have triphilia, three penises. Welcome to the show. And I sometimes I can't read my own writing, and I wrote your name down earlier. And Tom Nottingham?
Nottingham. Tom Nottingham.
Yeah. And you have triphilia.
Yes, I do.
Now, I don't have a lot of information on you. And by the way, we're going to do our best. Please don't think that in any way we're making fun, but we're curious, as anybody would be. The information.
Everybody is, you know.
Well,
The information that I have is you have, and by the way, if anybody is offended, please tune away now, but this is just medical stuff. You have, like an over and under shotgun, you have two penises, one literally on top of the other one that share an oversized scrotum, and then you have a third penis underneath that scrotum with its own scrotum.
That's right. Yeah.
So they're stacked, penis, scrotum,
right.
Vertically.
I've never heard of it that way, but yeah, and it's. I wish it were a better looking thing. It's just
better layout.
It's not, yeah, it's not very attractive. If it were three across or something, I don't know. It just, you know, I always liked, you know, an odd number as opposed to, I like that people with diphilia too, and that's. You know, that's never a good design, an even number.
No. What do you do for a living, Mr. Nottingham?
I am I read stories to blind people.
Good for you.
Oh, that's nice.
Good for you. Through a radio network of some sort?
Through a radio network. And I, you know, the reason I like being around blind people is because they don't know. They can't see. They don't sense that I have this, you know, deformity.
But most people, sighted people, wouldn't know because you don't walk around nude. How do you, and without getting too graphic, obviously that's a lot to stuff into underwear or pants.
Yeah.
How do you manage that? Just wear baggy pants?
I would think you can't use tidy whities. You'd have to use a boxer.
Yeah, and probably overalls or something.
I have special made boxers with three slits.
No kidding.
One over and under slit. And then because I can control. Either I can use just two at a time or one at a time. I can control which ones are urinating and ejaculating, actually.
I hope nobody's offended by that word.
Medical.
Medical word.
Medical.
Now, which brings me to my next question. Do they all function, obviously not simultaneously? Like, you could relieve yourself in the restroom, urinate with one. And how do you, I guess you have a sensation that tells you which one it's going to come out of?
Exactly. It's a double, actually a triple feeling, but the over and under is kind of a double feeling, and I can squeeze off one, I can hold back on one. And
oh, you can control.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I can control what I'm doing.
Are you married?
No, not anymore.
Oh.
And when you say not anymore, I don't want to get too personal. Was the
triphelia come into play with that?
Was it a death? Oh, yeah. Are you a widower? Oh, yeah. Or are you divorced because of the triphelia?
I'm divorced because of it. I think it's because of it. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, you're constantly exhausted. Because, I mean, you're urinating all the time. You have an incredible sex drive. I mean, you can imagine. And you have to fulfill that. I mean, it's like a 15-year-old boy times three. And, you know, I've had as many as nine women at one time. And multiples of three, you know, of course.
Oh, three at a time.
Everybody, they're curious.
A threesome. Three ways.
Uh-huh.
Now,
right.
you have to have had, on more than one occasion, a woman just scream and run. Do you prepare them by saying, I need to tell you something, or do you just drop them and they, whoa, how do you handle that?
I've done it both ways. To drop them and whoa does not work very well. An immediate shock to the system.
But they have to think you're kidding. If you're with a woman, you go, now look, before things get too far, I have to tell you, I have triphelia, and she's got to go,
What's that?
I mean,
well, a lot of them think it's fake. They think the one below is fake.
Okay, I can see that.
And I show them that it's not. I said, no, go ahead. It has sensation and you know, whatever. But a lot of them think it's fake, and they think it's a big put on. So I try to warn them ahead of time. And the ones that are curious and interested in that kind of thing, they go ahead.
Now, when you, boy, and again, I got to be careful because I don't want to get. Can you literally have simultaneous, like triple erection? Wow, that has to
have,
be.
And that is a terrible look. And you talk about a pants full. I mean, that's not, and any time you wear anything other than just baggy pants, I mean, you can't go swimming, your Speedos, you know, it looks like it's horrible.
Looks like you have a rake in your pants.
It's like you got a big bag of hot dogs.
Or woodpeckers or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's horrible. Now,
does it make you dizzy? I would think with all the blood flow down there.
Sometimes it does get you a little lightheaded.
Now, in school, did you go to public school?
I went to public school for a while, yes, and then went to private.
And what happened there?
In public school, of course, the awkward part is gym class. And
oh, yeah.
I chose my schools by ones that had isolated showers with doors on them.
I guess.
You know, because, I mean, after a while, it's too much razzing. I can kind of hide the lower penis. By pushing my legs together really hard, but
tucking it back.
You walk funny when you do that.
Well, yeah, your legs are stuck together then.
Right.
I understand too that in school your nickname was TD, triple, and
triple.
The DIC word. They used to call you triple.
Luck would have it.
Triple
I was
D.
An Army brat too, and my dad was at Fort Dix.
Oh, come on!
No, what are the chances?
I swear. I mean,
Fort Dix.
Yeah.
What are the chances?
Yeah.
How's your life now? You dating or?
I'm going out with a couple people. Yeah, a couple.
Three at the same time.
Yeah.
And they all know about it because I am just insatiable in terms of my sex drive, and one woman just generally can't handle it all.
Yeah, you'd almost think bigamy would be a choice to a lifestyle
in
choice.
In this case, you'd almost have to go. Okay, I can see where this is. Necessary. Now, are you with them one at a time, or are you with them three at the same time?
So far, just one at a time, but I'm working on trying to do the first time.
Does the woman have a choice, like I'll take number two or number one, or is it whichever one is ready?
Yeah, well, you know, I can get them all ready all at once.
Wow.
So they can take their choice. And the lower one is a little bit smaller. The other two are about the same size.
Are they pretty average size?
I'd say so.
Now, do you have kids?
No, I do not have children.
Yeah, because that would be a concern if that's genetics. Pass that down to.
Yeah, and I don't think they're 100% sure how hereditary it is, but I wouldn't want to take a chance. I mean, it's a burden.
How did your mother say she handled it when you were born and the doctor pulled you out and said, whoa?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what they said. The doctor said, whoa, and she said, oh, my God. And you know, then they read up on it and dealt with it. And, you know, it was a heck of a shock to the system. I mean, you think you're hoping you're having a normal baby boy, and all the indications were when it was.
Well, all I could find was that there are two ever cases of triphelia. We don't even know. I don't even know who the other guy is.
Know the other guy either, and wouldn't particularly want to know.
I would think you would. You could swap stories.
Right,
stuff.
Yeah, and you can only identify with one other person. Now, when you're looking for women, do you find that you try to get women for different body styles, you know, because I would think that three heavy-set women would have a problem, because if you need to stack them, you know, when it comes to the bedroom situation, it wouldn't work out too well. So I assume you would want, like, one bigger gal, she could be on the bottom, and then, like, a medium-set gal that could be on the middle, and then a lighter gal that could be on the top, like a pyramid kind of thing.
That's a good point.
That's a pretty good arrangement, what you just said. Even three skinny women work pretty well.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I guess that could
be. No, it's too bad, and I'm not kidding about this, that there's not a case of the same thing with women. Now, there is a medical uterus dadelphes, which is two uteruses. That's a known medical condition.
But that's just two internal. It still empties out into one.
It's almost a shame that there's not a woman out there with three vaginas. Same condition.
I'll bet you would.
That's a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
That is a match made in...
You guys would fit like a glove.
Well, maybe she'll come forward. Maybe she's in the St. Luke. We're in St. Where are you, bud? Where are you? Oh, you know what? I forgot. He said he'd rather not... He doesn't mind the name. He doesn't mind Tom Nottingham being named.
Nottingham.
What is it?
Nottingham.
But he said he'd rather not have people know where he lives. So,
yeah, I appreciate that.
Well, we're in the St. Louis area. Maybe if she's out there, that one in 50 million... tri-vag person, maybe you two. Well, it'd be great if we could be the reason you two got together.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love that, and you've got my number, so please call me if that happens.
All right, Tom, thank you so much for being willing to talk about this, and I don't know what to say to you. You know, good luck. It's not about luck. I hope you have as close as you can to a good life and as close to normal as you can have.
Well, I do what I can, and I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Triphelia.
Very open and sharing about his.
But didn't he say?
Yeah, one hand you would think, oh man, that would be great.
But one hand,
on the other
one hand.
Well, yeah.
In his case, he'd need three.
But then,
I can hear in his voice almost depression.
Yes, I could hear it too.
He didn't sound like this was a good, and it wouldn't be.
No.
Some people go, oh man, you're lucky. Three. No, that'd be horrible. You're not going to hear that on that other station.
No.
They wouldn't even allow you to say the P word, I don't think.
No.
I don't think
no.
you can say penis on that station.
Or the V word or the E word or any of those words.
You get fired. We can take a break.
Yes.
Let's take a break. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoyne Show.
It's back to work for many, maybe not back to school. And if you're a parent with the kids at home, it's been a long holiday break. How about 18 straight days with the kids at home? That's what Aisha Sultan, our columnist from the Post-Dispatch, has been dealing with. She'll provide some tips. Also ticked off Tuesday. And don't forget Jane Pauley in studio on Friday.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show. Weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
It's time for a look at traffic. Here's Timothy Weiland.
Well, now there's a new accident on southbound 55 after Butler Hill that has the left lane blocked. Getting a little bit of a backup behind that. Slow traffic on southbound 170 from Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40. Northbound 55, a disabled vehicle blocking the center lane just before Highway 44. And they have cleared the accident eastbound 40 before McKnight. Traffic has thinned out between Lindbergh and McKnight. And this traffic report is brought to you by Qdoba Mexican Grill, hosting the party at your place. Don't dial up the usual grub. Call an audible and go big with a hot nacho bar from Qdoba Catering instead. Complete with all the extras. Call 888-QDOBA-TO-GO. That's 888-QDOBA, the number 2, GO. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too.
My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so many Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding families. Visit feedingamerica.org and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide seven meals for those struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace might.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
Hi. You can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hot town, summer in the city.
Yeah.
Back of my neck getting dirt and gray.
Hot weather music.
Just
in your mind, go to a hot place. Go to the hottest summer day you can remember. So hot you were complaining about how hot it was. You may never complain again. Hey, the thing that just ran, the guy who says you can't see me because it's radio and I can't see you because I'm blind, and we've been running this thing. So I went to this site of somethingnon24.com. I don't remember. I remembered enough to get to it. And here's what's interesting. Here's what the main landing page of the site says. Could you have non-24, it says? You find yourself tossing and turning, unable to get a good night's sleep? Do you have a strong urge to nap during the day? Are you tired, moody, or feel out of sync with the typical day-night cycle? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you're not alone. You may have a serious medical condition called non-24-hour disorder, or non-24, a chronic circadian rhythm disorder that affects 70% of people who are totally blind. Then how are they going to go and read this site?
Wow.
It only affects totally blind people. They can't read this.
Well, I know they have programs for blind people on the computer that reads whatever's on the screen. So,
but why is it up there for me to read?
I guess for you, if you
know somebody
were talking
blind
with
or
someone that was, yeah.
I just thought it was odd blind. Because further down it said, you know, if you have not called this number, I'm thinking, well, I can't read that information. But I guess it's duplicated in some sort of Braille site or something.
Yeah, no, I think blind people have a computer program that reads whatever's on the screen.
You know what? It's like every year another disorder pops up that we've never heard of.
Yeah.
Another thing for people to worry about, in this case, blind people to worry about. And quite frankly, if I were blind and hope, oh my goodness, that's one of my great fears because I've got a lot of eye issues. I don't know how you could not toss and turn. How do you ever get to the point where you know, well, it's nighttime, time to go to bed? And because when I wake up and I look, oh, the sun's coming up, it's bright outside. They don't have that. It's all dark to them. So it says, you know, if you don't get a good night's sleep, well, I think most blind people wouldn't get a good night's sleep. Do you have an urge to nap during the day? Yeah, because it looks like night. I might want to nap. Are you tired, moody? Yeah, I'm tired of being blind. Moody? Yeah, I'm in a bad mood because I'm blind. Do you feel out of sync? Yeah, I'm out of sync with people who can see. Really? I think blind people have every reason to be mean and mad and in a bad mood all the time and rotten to everybody. I really do. There are some people that I give a pass. You know, if you lost your limbs in Afghanistan or something and you're on metal carbon fiber legs, or if you're rude to me, okay, you got to pass. If you've had anything really horrible happen, and I think the reason I say that is because I'm setting people up and warning them that if I get any of this stuff and I go blind, stay away from me, because I am not going to be the nicest person you ever ran into. I admire people who have it in them to just go on and be decent and nice. Take a couple quick calls, then we'll break for the news. This is Dave. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Good afternoon, Frank. I'm AM and PM.
Well, thank you, Dave. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
Well, you have on your and I don't know if it was your program or one of the earlier ones, they were advertising a outfit that processes deer.
Okay.
And I just happened to got one out in your neck of the woods, and I want to try one of your advertisers, or one of the station's advertisers.
Well, good for you. Do you know who that was, Peon, the processing place?
No, I don't think it was during our show.
It wasn't during our show.
No, it wasn't during your show. It was in the morning.
See, advertisers hate it when you don't remember their names. They need to do a better job. They need to do a better job of making sure you remember who they were. I'll see if we can. When do you think it was you heard it?
It was early part of last week.
Oh, man, that would be a tough one. Maybe somebody who listens regularly or knows the place will call in. Just keep listening. We may get a call.
Outstanding. And your business, the business number, 453-5500, is that the office?
That's the office.
Yeah, right? And there's nobody here today, but try tomorrow and ask for the traffic department. They may be able to help you out.
Yes, ask for traffic. That's who does No, traffic, that's the name of the division that loads all the commercials.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much. On all the time, listener, been with you for going on, what, you've been on the air now 18 years?
More than that. Now, here for 17 and a half, correct?
Yeah, okay.
Hey,
17
Dave.
And a half
hang
there.
On, hang on, Dave. We got Dave, some information.
Yeah,
here.
Someone just called in and said it's G&W Meat.
G&W Meat. That's who it is.
G&W Meat.
There you go.
All right. Now the problem solvers has come through again.
We've done it again. Thank you, Dave. Happy New Year. We are crawling up to the news. Jose Hernandez will be here next hour for a little bit.